Black Lives Matter is not only a Marxist organization, it is also deliberately poised against the natural family, the nuclear family. The founding document of identity politics itself, a manifesto that was written in 1977 and was the first time that identity politics was used as a phrase, that document also did not mention men, brothers, husbands, etc. We clearly see that something about the disruption of the family is showing up in these political manifestos. And what's showing up is the idea that fathers are somehow over. The writers who have made this new kind of racialism the thing around which they revolve. If you look at their biographies, you can see that for the most part, they are also coming from homes without a father in them. It tells us that in the absence of a biological family to which one is securely attached, these political groups will serve as substitute families for people. When you attack something like Black Lives Matter, people defend with great passion because these political identity groups are serving as substitute families for people, and they have projected what would be familial loyalty onto these groups. And that's why it's increasingly influential in our politics, because more and more people need something to attach to out there.